Ron Polenski is president of the New Zealand Sports Hall of Fame, and he's author of Rugby, A New Zealand History. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's lovely to be with you.
Why the haka for the All Blacks?
It's just part of Maori tradition, and the New Zealand team, which is largely white, they have sort of they adopted it in 1905 to pay respect to the indigenous people, and it's just sort of stayed with the national team ever since. Although they haven't always done it, although just in the last few years they do it every match, but they never used to. I was interested in your introduction. They are supposedly the world's most successful sports team, but they're successful because of how they play the game rather than the haka.
I would assume that. But what is it that gives them the right to make that claim?
Statistics, really, and I don't think they would make that claim either. People make the claim on their behalf. Being typically New Zealanders, they're fairly modest. They hang their head and that sort of stuff. You know, they don't shout from the rooftops how good they are. But, you know, they've won over throughout time. They've won about 83% of their matches, which puts them on a higher win-loss ratio than teams like the Brazilian soccer team, Montreal Canadiens, or New York Yankees. So, you know, no one can find a team with a better winning record over such a long period than the National Rugby Team of New Zealand.
How important are they in New Zealand?
They're very important because rugby is sort of part of New Zealand's national identity. It's burrowed its way into New Zealand's psyche, and I guess that's happened because we've been successful. If the national team hadn't been so successful, we probably wouldn't want to know them, and we'd probably look around somewhere else for an identity. But because they've been successful, you know, we're very proud of them, and you know, we just want them to keep winning so we don't get confused.
Okay, so the Rugby World Cup final is going to be this coming weekend, and the New Zealand All Blacks are going to face the Australian Wallabies in London. A game that began in England was apparently transported to those former colonies, and now it's coming back to London. How often, have the All Blacks and the Wallabies been opposed in this way?
Oh, goodness me. You're asking me statistics now. I'd say about 142 times.
So this is an ongoing rivalry that, I take it, is very important to the history of the sport itself.
Yeah, well, the Australians were the first national team that that New Zealand played, and because we're close neighbours and close friends, we play them a lot. We play them at least once a year, sometimes three, four times a year. So, yeah, we play them a lot. We're very familiar with them. They're very familiar with us. There's a great deal of rivalry and rivalry between the two countries. But, you know, I think largely it's all in good fun, and people respect each other.
Can you tell us, from your perspective in New Zealand, about American rugby? I take it it's played with a little different rules.
No. America, the United States actually has got quite a proud record in rugby, if only they knew it. Rugby used to be part of the Olympic Games on four occasions, and on two of those occasions, in 1920 and 1924, the Americans won the Olympic gold medal. The first time rugby was in the Olympics, in 1900 in Paris, one of the French team that won the gold medal was André Roosevelt, who was a cousin of the two Roosevelt presidents. Also, at least two of your presidents, Clinton and the younger Bush, played rugby when at college, as did Ted Kennedy. And the older Kennedy brother, Joe, the one who was killed in the plane crash, he was a very good rugby player and also a referee. And Che Guevara, not American, of course, but Che Guevara is well known in America. He, too, was a rugby player.
Che Guevara I would not call an American, except I guess he came from South America. But
could say he was on the left wing.
Yes, right. So why do you think it is that you know more about American football than American rugby than most Americans do?
Because I wrote a book. Because I'm a New Zealander and rugby is important to me. it's not important to most Americans, although, you know, the United States competed in this current World Cup. They've competed in the Women's World Cup. They have a team in the shortened version of the game, which is called seven-a-side, both men's and women's teams, and they probably, I don't know whether they've qualified, but they'll probably be playing at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro next year when rugby is reintroduced to the Olympics. So although a lot of Americans may not be aware of rugby at the moment, I think there will be a growing awareness.
For those who haven't seen rugby, how is it different, how is it similar to and from football?
From your football?
Yes.
It's much harder. Much harder, much tougher. You know, real men play rugby. I think Americans wear helmets and lots of padding, and they have timeouts, and they have television commercial breaks. We don't have any of that stuff. And don't you also have half a dozen guys, officials, in funny shirts running up and down the side of the field, holding things up? We don't have any of that. We have an 80-minute game, 40 minutes each way, with no hold-ups, and they don't wear any padding.
And they're crunching into each other all the time. If anybody's seen a scrum,
it's very much a body contact sport for the forwards. That's the guys who do the grunt work up front, and for the backs, the fancy Dans who get all the points. They're all pretty much the same size these days, and yes, they do crash and bash into each other. But they're so physically fit that not as many injuries as you might think there would be.
Fewer injuries, do you think, than football, despite the fact that there's such a difference in terms of the padding?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the frequency of injuries in football, but I just can't answer that. I just don't know.
And what about the fans? Is this a sport that has rabid fans that create disturbances at stadiums when the games are going on?
No. I think you're thinking of soccer, particularly British and European soccer, or maybe South American soccer. No, rugby fans are generally, they're rabid in terms of being fervent and passionate, but they're not violent. And you very, very rarely hear of any clashes between fans. In fact, I can't recall one incident of rival fans confronting each other in an unfriendly way. They have lots of drinking games and that sort of stuff, and they have singing contests, and they do harkers at the drop of a hat in the middle of a street, but that's all.
Okay. Well, I understand that the game will be broadcast. It'll be very late at night, perhaps even in the morning in New Zealand, and all the bars are going to be open. Ron Polinsky, maybe you'll be at one. Again, president of the New Zealand Sports Hall of Fame, author of Rugby, A New Zealand History. Thanks a lot for being on our program.